The Rama Mipano, in his Maimur Chikar Adin, and this is in Chelik Shlishi, Perek Hamisha Asa. So yesterday we quoted from the Rama Mipano in Maimur Chikar Adin, Chelik Revi, Perek Gimel. This is Chelik Shlishi, this is Perek Tezvav. So he brings this Gemara. The Gemara that talks about Avram Avinu, how he's going to have this koyach to be able to schlep people out of Gehenna. So he said, what's the pshat? Why did Avram Avinu have this koyach? So he tells to a medrash. A tremendous medrash. It's a Bereishis Rabbah. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's Parsha Mem Dalet Chaf Aleph. The pasuk over there is describing a lot of the events that took place during the Bris Bein Absarim. V'hine Taner Oshon V'lapid. Zog Digemar. Shimon Ber Abba said, in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Dvarim Heraloi. At the Bris Bein Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram Avinu four things. He showed him Gehenim. He showed him Malchios. He showed him Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. Gehenim. Malchius, as in the Golus, Shibud Malchius, he showed him Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei, he told Avram Avinu, here's the deal. As long as your children are Isaac in Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be saved from Gehenim and Malchius. Pirshu Mishnayim, if however they're Pirish from Matan Torah and the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to have Gehenim and Shibud Malchius. Amalei, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Avram, B'mata Roitza Sheyerdu Banecha. If you have a choice, a preference, what would you prefer? Gehenim? Or Malchias. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chinuba Papa Amar, Rabbi Chinuba Papa said, Avram Bir Leis HaMalchias. He said, I want Malchias, I don't want Gehenim. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Idi, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Amru, Avram Bir Gehenim. But Vakadosh Baruch Hu, Bar Leis HaMalchias. Says the Ramami Pano, Avram Avinu was given an ultimatum. What do you want? Do you want Gehenim or do you want Malchias? Avram Avinu chose Malchias. Or in another Nusach, Avram Avinu chose originally, but eventually it was Malchias. That means Avram Avinu already cut a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm willing for my descendants to go through Golos, and they're going to have all the tsaris and all the Holocaust and the explosions and everything that went on throughout our history. But here's the deal. There's a trade-off. The trade-off is that there's going to be no Gehenim. So said the Ramami Pano, Avram Avinu is the one that has a koyach hataina now to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Gehenim? Poshe Yisrael? I thought we had a deal. I thought we had an arrangement. And he says, that's why it's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the one that has that koyach. Listen to his lashon. He says more here as well. He says, V'hadir noches Avram, shekayim kol ha-mitzvois, v'yorad l'urkazdim al kiddush Hashem, u'beschusay masiklu l'kayim asho huftach b'ribis b'in absorim, sheher lai kodosh baruch hu gehenem u'malchis, k'dei sheyibocher l'zari esagolis, kahanal. Everything that we just said. But one of the things he says is, v'yorad l'urkazdim al kiddush Hashem. What does he mean? I think he means that Avram Avinu went into a fire once for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He once threw himself into a fire. This is a koyach hataina now. He says he's able to pull the yidden out of the fire because he himself once went. Avram Avinu went through 10 nisyonis. The Ramami Pano didn't mention the akedah. You know what? Which is also fire. But what he mentioned was the ur kazdim. That's what he mentioned. He physically went into the fire. Then almost he physically went into the fire. But either way, this is the Ramami Pano.